is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And welcome into another edition of the Stickered Up podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. And what an amazing battle to the finish line we had Saturday night at in Jacksonville, the running of the Carolina 125 at New River All-American Speedway. We had a second-time winner in 2023, but it was a battle to the finish. We go to our friends James Pike and Jacqueline Drake and Flow Racing on the call.
Anthony Goodyear waves the green flag, and the Carolina 125 presented by Milam Equipment Rentals is underway from New River All-American Speedway.
Top four all there, right on top of one another. And we talked a little bit before we went on air during qualifying that I'd be curious to see how Butterbean would approach this race, because at tracks like this, he traditionally is big on saving.
See Chad McCombie, a little bit of run on the outside now, going to compete for that lead early on.
So McCombie is the one who looks like he wants to go to the front and figure this out, as McCombie will jump ahead of Brendan Queen. I was just about to make the point. Our pole time for Brendan Queen was a 16.002 last time by 17.6 seconds. So they are over a second and a half off the pace. It's working on Chad McCombie. And while you're looking at the battle for the race lead, I will make the point that the last lap time for Chad McCombie, a 17.995, almost 2 seconds off of the pole time.
Track position can mean everything, especially if it is for the lead, Logan Clarkson. I'm not going to give it up that easy, though. Brandon Pierce in jeopardy of getting lapped, though, right before we go to the caution. Going to affect this battle for the lead just a little bit. Chad McCombie edging out a little bit there on the back straight. Connor Jones is going to sit back and watch it all take place. Here he comes, Brennan Butterbean Queen to the outside, the number 8 of Carson Quapple.
Butterbean to the outside here. This is 1 and 2 in the championship. This is 3 and 4 on the racetrack, and Butterbean will take over third at the stripe, but he's only maybe a car length or two back of Chad McCombie from getting second, and then it's all about the chase to go run down Connor Jones in the final 20 laps of this race, as Butterbean will head to the outside and try and make quick work of the McCombie Elliott Racing machine. That Ford Mustang on the bottom trying to hang on, but just not quite enough. Butterbean completes the pass. Brendan Queen to second here, 22 laps to go.
Door to door, 3 laps to go. We have the best of the best, the 0-3, the 0-4, side by side. Bassett a little bit loose, though. Connor Jones hoping to take advantage.
That slip could be really, really big, because that gave Butterbean not only the track position, but a gap of maybe just a car length. That might be all he needs. There might be one more charge here for Ronnie Bassett as they come to 2 laps to go with the stripe.
He's going to have to be strategic in order to take it away from this 0-3, who's had the momentum. He's played the strategy perfectly. Ronnie Bassett dives down deep into the inside of turn 2. He's going to do the same move as before. Turns 3 and 4. Nose down to the inside. He's going to go to peak and blocked by Butterbean.
He slid to the outside. White flag here at New River All-American Speedway. One more opportunity for Ronnie Bassett to make something happen to the inside. He goes down the back straightaway to the bumper. He goes Butterbean to the inside. He goes up the racetrack. They bounce off of one another and slide up the racetrack. And Brendan Butterbean Queen will hold on in a thriller of a finish to go to victory lane in the Carolina 125 presented by Milam Equipment Rentals, and go back to victory lane in the Solid Rock Carriers Car Store for the first time since North Wilkesboro Speedway back in May.
As James Pike mentioned, Butterbean Queen, Brendan Butterbean Queen, that is, in victory lane for the first time since his triumph at North Wilkesboro earlier in the year. And again, he played the strategy. This is obviously one of those races where tire conservation is huge. Connor Jones had it in the bag until that late caution came out, re-racked him, and Brendan Queen able to hold off a fierce battle with Ronnie Bassett Jr. there at the stripe. But Brendan Queen's your winner. Connor Jones actually slipped by Ronnie Bassett to finish second. Bassett was third. Mason Diaz, again, he finished fourth. Another strong run for him and his Chad Bryant. Carson Quapple, our points leader, he finished fifth. Caden Honeycutt was sixth. Chad McCombie, seventh. Deep McCaskill, eighth. Ron Millington was ninth. Jacob Hefner rounded out the top 10. Again, this was a race. Saw a lot of comers, a lot of goers. Saw Brendan Queen lead laps. Chad McCombie, Logan Clark led his first Cars Tour laps. Connor Jones right there from lap 87 to 118. And again, that caution came out. He basically had the field covered. Brendan Queen able to capitalize and get his second win of 2023. Taking a quick look at the points, championship points for the late model stock cars. Carson Quapel still with a comfortable 34-point lead over Brendan Queen. Mason Diaz is third. He's 100 markers back. Ryan Millington, 119 back. He's in fourth. Bobby McCarty round out the top five. He's 133 markers behind points leader Carson Quapel. Cars Tour takes a break here. They won't run again for the remainder of September. A lot of these race teams will be gearing up for the Valley Star Credit Union 300 at Martinsville Speedway, which takes place next Saturday night. And our guests in the next segment of Stickered Up will try to make the field at Martinsville next Saturday. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Sticker Up, we return. We'll chat with the most recent winner on the Cars Tour, Brendan Butterbean Queen. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis. They feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Keely with the Cars Tour, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast with Stephen Dunn.
Green flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps hotline, the most recent winner from Saturday night down in Jacksonville, Brendan Butterbean Queen, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, glad to be back on. It's been a while.
It has been a while, man, but it's not because you haven't been running up front. And, man, you've been in a pretty intense battle with Carson Quapel, and we even talked about it the last time you were on the show, that if you hadn't had that bad luck at Florence in the second race of the season, man, you guys would be right, nip and tuck. Right there at the top, man. But congratulations on the win on Saturday. Let's go back to Saturday and talk a little bit about that. You sat on the pole, and then in typical Butterbean fashion, you're really good at these really gritty racetracks that eat up tires, man. Talk a little bit about the strategy and how Saturday played out for you.
Yeah, I think these races, Cars Tour makes it a little bit harder to ride deep because the field is so tough. Everybody's so close. But, you know, we just kind of had a plan to try to stay in the top 10 was really the plan. And we knew we had a good car. We got the pole. And I said I wanted to lead one lap and then just drop back. So we got a lap led there early on. And honestly, Quapel and them rode with us for a little bit. And then everybody just gets antsy and they just can't ride with us. So they end up going around. And we stayed about, I'd say, 9th to 11th. For a while there, and found a good spot about 11th for a lot of it, and you know, just it's like a chess match, you know. Right when I think I'm going to gain some track position back, they start running harder, and I'm like, not yet, not yet. So we just, you know, you just got to be smart, and like I say, you got to race yourself and race the track, not race somebody else at these tire management races.
Brendan, let me ask you this, because you've really become a master at this type of racing. Obviously, you won the first race of the year down at Goodyear that they had, so you're 2-for-2 at New River All-American, as it's called now. Really good at Florence, another racetrack that's very gritty, eats up tires a lot. And in North Wilkesboro, obviously, your other Cars Tour win here in 2023. What do you think sets you apart in those tire management situations, such as like we see often at these racetracks in Cars Tour competition?
I think a combination of, you know, racing at Langley as much as I have. That's kind of one of those races. And, you know, the Hampton Heat's a big tire management race. And then on top of that, I think dirt racing's helped me a lot of managing my grip and translating that to asphalt racing and knowing how to work the gas pedal and get the max grip throughout the whole race without hurting it. And then, you know, working with Lee Pulliam and those guys have really, really is, you know, when you drive those cars, they're going to be good. So that's helped a lot, having good race cars. And, you know, it's funny, everybody kind of lately puts us as the low grip, you know, guy to beat. And that's what I'm more proud of, is we've been able to go to the high grip tracks this year and should have won two of them at least, and didn't work out, but we've been able to run good at everything. So that's been fun.
Well, Brendan, let me ask you this, because obviously, you know, three-time track champion at Langley, a place that you were really good at and you dominated at, and Connor Hall's essentially done that in your absence at Langley this year, and he's running for national championship through Langley. But running at Langley on a weekly basis and then transitioning to the Cars Tour, the transition to the Cars Tour, I feel like it's made you a better race car driver. Talk a little bit about your mentality here as you've made that transition from a weekly show guy to a full-time Cars Tour guy.
It was hard at first, you know. I missed being at home and doing that, what I was used to, driving my family car and working with the group I had and just being in front of that hometown crowd. But it's something I wanted to do at this point. You know, I really accomplished almost or pretty much everything I could at Langley. So this opportunity came at such a good time, and it's definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, not taking anything away from racing Langley locally, but like the Cars Tour is the hardest series there is in late mile stock racing. And I think because look at qualifying at most of these tracks, the whole field, 30 cars will be separated by 2/10 at most. And, you know, there's 25, 30 cars that can win on any given night. So it's definitely been an adjustment, but I've had to work on myself just putting the races together, and I feel like we come out the gate as a contender right off the bat with the Lee Pulliam team. And, you know, part of that's probably because of Lee Pulliam being who he is and knowing these tracks and giving me a good car. And, you know, the biggest challenge for me has been places I hadn't been to. Obviously the second time around, I've been a lot better at these tracks than I was in the spring, but that's just because I know what I needed that I didn't say I needed back in the spring. So it's been a fun challenge, and I'm just ready to, you know, keep venturing out.
We're talking with Brendan Queen here on the GSX Raps Hotline, Stickered Up. Well, we take a little bit of a break from the Cars Tour, and Jack McNally's done this since its inception. He basically takes the month of September off to give you guys, Cars Tour guys, the opportunity to run the biggest late model race of the year at Martinsville next weekend, the third leg of the Triple Crown, which you're leading the Triple Crown points with a second place finish at South Boston in July and winning the Hampton Heat. You got to feel really, really good going into next weekend, not just because you're leading the Triple Crown and because of how the year's gone, but you've got a guy on the pit box that's had a lot of success at Martinsville in this particular race. How confident are you going into next weekend's festivities at Martinsville?
I feel like it's probably my best shot to win a clock and the Triple Crown all in the same year. Obviously, Lee Pulliam, average finish at Martinsville is just unreal. So I feel like the car is going to be really good off the trailer. He's going to have a good baseline set for me. And I think just taking everything I've learned all year, and I think all that combined, it's going to be my best. I feel the best I've ever have going to it. I have a really good feeling about it. This group of guys, Doug Powers, you know, crew chief and me on the Lee Pulliam team, has just been done a great job all year. And I think we've shined on the big stages, and what better one to shine on than Martinsville coming up.
Well, you sit back and look at your 2023 season to date. You got two Cars Tour wins, right? One of those was at North Wilkesboro, which was a 10,000 to win race. You won at Goodyear or Goodyear All American Speedway for their big Battle of the Stars, which was about a $20,000 paycheck for you. You won at Florence in the 400 last fall. Your first trip with Lee Pulliam, and you won the Hampton Heat. I mean, these big stages, man. Like you said, man, you really shine. And what do you think it is about the spotlight? I mean, and again, like, you were in contention at South Boston in the 4th of July race. Do you go into those events with a different mindset, or is it just you just step up to the plate?
I think a little bit of both. I really said when I got this opportunity, I learned a lot from when I had that ARCA opportunity I had and things I would have done different back then. And I always said, if I ever get another opportunity, I'm going to make the most of it. And I feel like when I got this Lee Pulliam opportunity with my partner's Best Repair Company and everybody's pitching in on this deal, I just said, this is my shot, and this is it's now or never. And if I want to make a name for myself, we got to perform now. And I think I'm in a better spot maturity wise than I was a couple of years ago, and just little things like that just make it such a different mindset putting these races together. And I don't know, man. I just feel like when we go to these big shows, we have a lot of confidence in the team. They have confidence in me, and I have confidence in them. And, you know, when everybody's gelling and there's a lot of trust, it just makes things like that, you know, obtainable. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad. I like pressure, so it seems like when I have pressure, that's when I do better.
Well, we'll go ahead and, you know, you said pressure, you excel under pressure, so I'll put the pressure on you here. Obviously, we get past Martinsville next weekend. Four Cars Tour races remaining in 2023. You're comfortably in second place in points, about 34 markers behind Carson Quapel, and still a chance to win that elusive Cars Tour championship. Do you go in with a mindset? I mean, at this point with four races to go, do you guys show up to the racetrack and just go for wins, or do you still have kind of a points mentality as far as get as many points as we can and just see where they go? Because again, at this point, like, it only takes one bad race, but does it change because it's not super close right now, but it could be?
I don't think so. Obviously, Tri-County, we were sitting there on the verge of probably almost getting it down to single digits the way the eight was running, and we were leading and had the most laps led, the pole, and it was looking really good, and we ran out of gas, and that kind of took us from – we were in about the low 20s, so we were going to, you know – instead of coming out low teens, we ended up in the 30s. So it took a swing the wrong way, but we tied him in poles, and we could tie him in wins still. And our goal is that we're going to fight till the very end. And we just know when we show up, we want to get the pole. We want to win the race. And if we just keep doing that, who knows what could happen. I wouldn't necessarily say we're there to points race, because I feel like it's his to lose, but we're definitely there to win, and you never know if he has a bad night and we keep capitalizing and winning races. Who knows what could happen?
Well, Brendan, your fan base and anybody that follows you on social media knows that after big wins, you always celebrate that victory at the Waffle House. So first and foremost, where is the closest Waffle House to New River All-American Speedway? And two, What was the meal that you consumed there at the Waffle House after the victory on Saturday night?
There was a Waffle House, I don't know, probably about 10, 15 minutes from there where all the hotels were that we went to. The one we went to the last time there had some, I think, unfortunately, somebody I think got shot there, so they were shut down, I think. But we ended up going to a much safer one.
Okay.
And, yeah, kind of weird to talk about, but, yeah, so that's what I was told, that it was shut down by about 10 people. So we went to another one, and they had security at this one, so it was a lot safer. But we took the check in there and the trophy, and I ordered the All-Star Special, as always. We had a waffle, bacon, scrambled eggs with cheese, and the hash browns. And then, obviously, I had to have an ice-cold glass of chocolate milk. That's what we always get.
So has Boo Carlisle turned you on to Yoo-Hoos, or is it just regular chocolate milk?
So I kind of – I'm a chocolate milk connoisseur, or whatever the word is.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a lot of different chocolate milks here lately, and my crew chief's dad made me drink Nesquik with him in Victory Lane. So we were trying to get them to sponsor us because I said that in the vlog that you'll see later.
Yeah.
But I think Waffle House has been using that Mawala or Mula or something like that. And that's been pretty good. And then they used to have True Moo about a year ago, and they switched from True Moo to what they have now. So, not really too picky. I have some preferences, but when you win, everything tastes good, it seems like.
Well, if I ever have to figure out what the most delicate, or I guess what not delicate's not the word, but like the most high scale chocolate milk, you've got me covered. Let me ask you this: are you a partaker in alcoholic beverages? If you are, I have the perfect drink for you.
So I do have some every now and then.
Okay.
I'm nothing crazy. Not during race weekends. I normally don't. Maybe after the race with some of my team, but nothing to get myself in trouble or nothing like that. But on a Friday night when we ain't racing, I might have one or two at the house.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If you ever feeling so inclined, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, makes a hard coffee, and it literally tastes just like a Yoo-Hoo. So if you like chocolate milk and you want to catch a buzz, the Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee is the way to go.
Well, there you go. I have to keep that in mind.
Well, maybe that's who you inquire about the sponsorship instead.
But
PBR has sponsored some late model guys back in the day. Wayne Patterson, you know, he was a PBR guy. So
that's right.
You know, maybe. And look, he was a Virginia guy just like you. So maybe the stars could align. You could put, you know, PBR hard coffee on the hood of that 03 car.
That would look good on there.
Well, Brendan, I know it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack each and every week. Before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to thank those folks that get you to the racetrack.
We'd just like to give a big thanks to Best Repair Company, BestRepair.net, the whole state and family for their support, LeithCars.com, Minty's Graphics, the old school video games, and then obviously got to thank David West Racing Engines and Hedgecock Race Cars and Steve Pulliam and his whole organization, Doug Powers, my crew chief, and all the O3 guys that come out every week. It's definitely awesome. My girlfriend, Nicole, for all she does on our social media, and just blessed, man. Blessed for this opportunity and having fun with it.
Well, before I let you go, obviously I know Martinsville is the focus here for next weekend with Lee and those guys. But did I see you getting in a sprint car on Facebook, or sprint car, or midget or something?
Oh man! So I'm racing the dirt late model this Friday, and they had just done a lot of work to it. So we went and tested last night, and I did. I got talked into it, and I ended up driving a sprint car last night. So that was probably one of the coolest things I've done.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, look, I know you've got a great fan base. You do such a great job for your sponsors and your social media. And now that we know Nicole is the brains behind the social media, I'll make sure to give her kudos at the racetrack next time I see her. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us here on Stickered Up. Best of luck to you guys at Martinsville. Go win that grandfather clock, man. We'll have you back on to talk about it.
All right. Thank y'all again for having me, buddy.
That's Brendan Queen, driver of the 03 for Lee Pulliam Performance. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We'll close out this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
This is Boo Carlisle with the Kicking Asphalt Blog, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. And as we mentioned in segment one, Cars Tour will take a couple of weeks off here for the remainder of September. We'll be back in action the first weekend in October, October the 7th, where we'll be at South Boston Speedway for the late model stock cars and the pro late models. We will preview that race here in the coming weeks. We will do a little bit of a Martinsville preview for our Cars Tour guys in next week's edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. So, be on the lookout for that. I want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Purrier Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts for making us sound so good each and every week. I also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline, most recent winner on Cars Tour late model stock car side, Brendan Butterbean Queen. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.